Powering. everybody. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, He is worthy to be praised. Praise God, praise God. Welcome, everybody. Really excited about tonight. And it's been a wonderful week. The Lord has just been moving and just, I don't know. I just feel like I feel like I've benefited so much from this revival and so bubbly. I just told some other folks, I just got, feel like I got more energy than I've ever had. So praise God. Amen. I want to give God all the glory. Amen. And I know there are many of you out there, those that haven't had a chance to be with us this week, welcome. I see some new faces. And for those that are coming back, we just love each and every one of you. Those watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. And to our Wednesday night service, our third night of revival. We are so blessed. And you know, I've heard many phrases over the years, but God is an on-time God. And He knows exactly what we need. And I hope each and every one of you, no matter what, I want to say this right off the bat, something I really believe in my heart. No matter what's going on, how your week's been at work, what today was like, maybe you had to hustle and bustle to get here or you left things going, but let's turn it all over to the Lord right now. Release all that. Don't let anything distract you. And just let the Lord, let's just worship the Lord. Let's be in one mind and one accord. Agree? Agreed. Praise God, praise God. Let's all just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up. And as we're going to go into prayer. And I was asked to have a special prayer request for Sister Tabitha and Brother Laz, for them, the Lord to touch them. And they really need a touch from the Lord. Ask God to touch. And I know there are many, many others. I wouldn't be able to mention all of them. There's a lot that went out on our text blast. There are those situations. Have a praise report. I know I asked the church. We sent out a blast. Our grandson broke his collarbone at football practice. I guess it was Monday night. And they finally got an orthopedic today. It's not what they thought. He's not going to need surgery. I believe prayer worked. I'm giving God all the glory. Amen. 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 Praise God. He just got to learn to keep that thing in. They're going to have him strapped up for a while, but God will take care of that too. And he's young. Amen. He'll bounce back. Praise God. But for each and every one of us, we go to the prayer tonight. If you have a prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. You know, those special prayer requests that we talk about, even those prayer requests we might think are, there's not much to it or I can handle it. But I believe in our prayers if we release everything to the Lord from our walk with Him, our salvation, from that, those good times to bad times, we're going to give God all the glory and just let Him guide our footsteps. So let's all just go to the Lord in prayer tonight as we just celebrate. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise Your holy name. Lord, we want to thank You for Your blessings, for Your mercy and Your grace. Dear Lord, we thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, we're nothing without You, but dear Lord, with You all things are possible. Dear Lord, as we stand together tonight, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, ready to receive the message You have for us. Dear Lord, ready to feel Your holy presence. Lord, let You just fill us with Your Spirit. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your healings, for Your mercy, as we said earlier, dear Lord, for Your grace. Dear Lord, for Your provisions, dear Lord, for the opportunity we have to come together in Your name and for the freedom we have to gather in Your name. Lord, may we not be shy, but Lord, may we stand firmly on Your Word and stand for You. Lord, now we pray for our country. Lord, for our nation, for all the things that's going on in the world today. Dear Lord, there are those that are in need. And, dear Lord, we ask for Your Word to go forth. Dear Lord, send out those. And, dear Lord, strengthen and guide, dear Lord. And we just give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen, amen. I do like to praise the Lord. Just join with Him. Praise His name. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 276, Prayer Bells in Heaven. They were playing that so pretty earlier this evening. So let's all go to Prayer Bells in Heaven. Praise God. Page 276. name. As you're sitting down, turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them and how glad we are to see you here this evening as we all share together in our service tonight. Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Good to see each and every one of you. We've got showers of blessings tonight. And God has certainly been showering us with blessings on the inside. It's been a wonderful, wonderful revival. You hate to see things like this come to an end, but tonight, amen, we're just going to get the dessert on the great meals that Brother Jeff has been bringing. At this time, we want to receive a love offering. Each and every love offering for, these nights are going in its entirety to our evangelist. So good to have Brother Jeff with us. We just we told him before church, he's just part of the family here, and we love him so very much. No way we could pay him for the blessings that he's brought, but maybe this will help him as he goes forward and carries the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Let's ask the Lord to bless. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. For those who have gathered here tonight, and Father, I pray, God, that you would anoint Brother Jeff. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just let the Holy Ghost rain down upon each and every one of us. Father, we ask you to bless this offering tonight, God, as it goes for the furtherance of your gospel. God, I ask you to bless the giver and the non-giver as well. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Springs Assembly of God Church with us tonight. The singers, come, just make yourself right at home. Let the Lord bless you with song tonight. Let's give them a hand as they come. Come on, Brother Jeff. Praise the Lord.
Such a blessing to be here, I'll tell you what. And I always love coming here. And I could listen to you guys play music to the Lord for hours, I'll tell you what. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. The only bad part about it is following up you good musicians with what I do. But I got some good ones behind me, though. And more importantly, got the Lord on my side. I'll tell you what, it's just amazing to me sometimes. He loves to continue to surprise me. He shows up and does more than I expect. Amen. And I'll tell you what, when we start praising His name and we start lifting Him up, oh man, I'll tell you what, things happen. You see, your enemies defeated. You see, miracles wrought.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you, He is there. He is here. So, I don't know if y'all know these songs, but before the night's over, I hope you do. And I hope you join with us. And I'm going to turn that fan a little bit. Praise His holy name. So it's all about Him. Amen. It is all about Him. We just invite You in, O Lord, and say, have Your way in this place. Amen. Have Your way in this place and in this house, God. Have Your way. Praise His holy name. And let's lift His name up tonight. As we lift up Your name,
as we lift up Your name,
let Your fire fall,
let Your fire fall,
send Your wind and Your rain,
send Your wind and Your rain,
on Your wings of love,
on Your wings of love,
pour out from heaven Your passion and presence, bring down Your burning desire, revival's fire fall. Fall on us here with the power of Your Spirit. Father, let revival fire fall.
Let it fall, Lord.
Revival fire fall. Revival fire fall. Let the flame consume us, Lord, with hearts raised for Jesus. Father, let revival fire fall.
As we lift up Your name, Lord, praise You, Lord. As we lift up Your name,
as we lift up Your name,
let Your fire fall,
let Your fire fall,
send Your wind and Your rain,
send Your wind and Your rain,
on Your wings of love,
on Your wings of love,
pour out from heaven Your passion and presence,
bring down Your burning desire.
Fall on us here with the power of Your Spirit. Father, let revival fire fall. Yes, Lord.
Revival fire fall. Revival fire fall. Let the flame consume us with hearts ablaze for Jesus. Father, let revival fire fall.
Let's sing that chorus again one more time.
Revival fire fall. Revival fire fall. Fall on us here with the power of Your Spirit. Father, let revival fire fall. Revival fire fall. Revival fire fall. Consume us with hearts ablaze for Jesus. Father, let revival fire fall.
Amen. Amen. Let it fall, Lord. Let it fall.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Praise Your holy name. That's what we're asking for tonight, Lord. I come expecting. I come into His presence expecting. Amen. Just knock our socks off, God. Do something, Lord, to totally catch us by surprise. Go, Lord. We love You, God, and we lift Your name up tonight, God. Praise You, Lord. We are called by Your name, O Lord. We humble ourselves before You, Lord.
Lord, we are the ones called by Your name. We humble ourselves now as we pray. Renouncing every sin and wicked way.
We lift our voice, Lord.
We lift our voice, seek your face and say, Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit, let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me, Lord.
It's my prayer.
Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit,
let the fire fall, heal us, Lord.
Heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
Let's sing that verse again.
Lord, we are the ones called by your name.
We humble ourselves now.
We humble ourselves now as we pray.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
Renouncing every sin and wicked way.
We lift our voice to you, O God.
We lift our voice, seek your face and say, Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit,
pour it out, Lord,
let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
Lord, send the rain,
Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit.
We sing, holy, holy Lord.
Holy, Holy Spirit.
Let the fire fall,
heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
My prayer, Lord. Sing it again.
Holy, Holy Spirit. Let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain, your spirit, let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
Let's sing, Holy, Holy Spirit.
Holy, Holy Spirit, let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
One more time, tell them from your heart tonight.
Holy, Holy Spirit, let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
Amen. Holy, holy, Lord. Praise His holy name. Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise your Lord. Fall fresh, dear God. I'll tell you what. Just be thinking tonight. Think, just think and dwell in your heart for a moment on the name of Jesus. And on Him, we've come to you, O Lord. Praise your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing after me. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Say it. Is a refuge.
Is a refuge,
a shelter
from the storm, a help to those who call the name of Jesus.
is a fortress. Is a fortress. Yes, he's a saving place to run. A saving place to run. A hope unshakable. Let's sing verse 1 again. The name of Jesus is a refuge. He's a shelter. A shelter from the storm. A help to those who call. Yes, the name of Jesus is a fortress. Is a fortress. A saving place to run. You, Lord, a hope unshakable. Oh, when we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, you are the answer. There is power in your name. There is power in your name. In the name of Jesus, there is life. And our hearts will cry out, songs of freedom in your name.
Songs of freedom
in your name. Bring salvation. Bring your kingdom. Let all that you've made be glory. Let all that you have made. Bring glory to your name. Cause when we fall, when we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, you are the answer. There is power in your name. There is power in your name. Yes, in the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. In your name,
Jesus,
oh Lord, every knee will bow down and our hearts will cry out. Sons of freedom in your name,
sons of freedom.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. In your name, Lord, every knee will bow down and our hearts will cry out. Songs of freedom in your name.
Oh,
when we fall, we when we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, I'm singing that again. When we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, you are the answer. There's power. There is power in your name. There is power.
There is power.
Sing it. There is power. There is power in your name. There is power in your name. In the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. Chains are broken in your name. Chains are broken. Every knee will bow down and our hearts will cry out. Songs of freedom in your name. One more time. In the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. Chains are broken in your
Jesus will cry out. Songs of freedom in your name.
Songs of freedom
in your name.
Just praise His name for a moment. Praise His name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name on it all. He is worthy, He is worthy, He is worthy. Praise you. I asked Peter and John. The beggar asked, expecting something of him, amen. I don't have silver or gold, but in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In His name. Thank you, O Lord. Praise you, God. I tell you, the healer is here, amen. The healer is here, amen. Praise your holy name, O Lord. We're in the presence of the healer, Almighty. Praise your name. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it. And I receive it. Healing is here. Whatever your need, open up to the Lord tonight. Just worship. Healing is here. Healing is here. Praise you, God. And I receive it. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Let's sing it again. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my hands to you, Lord, to the heavens. I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer, my healer. I trust in you. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Praise you, Lord. Freedom is here. And I receive it. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Praise you, Lord. Freedom is here. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Thank you. And I receive it. I lift my hands. Praise you, God. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. You can trust Him, amen. I lift my hands one more time. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock.
healer. I trust in you.
Sickness can't stay. Mm-mm.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear.
You are the God of all power.
You are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life be.
Sickness can't stay.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear.
You are the God.
You are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life be healed.
I lift my hands. I lift my hands
to the heavens. I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
Just one more time, let's softly repeat. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it.
Amen. Just give a thanks, a hand to the Lord tonight. Thank you, our healer. He freed us, he healed us by his stripes. Amen. Holy name. Pastor, would you like to come in? You, praise your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Healing is here. Yes, I believe that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand tonight. Did a wonderful job. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Lithia Springs, Assembly of God. Amen. Good to have them with us tonight. Well, this next man probably doesn't need an introduction at this time. He's a pretty familiar face here, but put your hands together for Brother Jeff Mara tonight as he comes and brings the message to us. Brother Jeff, take your liberty in the Lord, my brother. God bless you.
Well, all right, first thing I want you to do, check the person's pulse next to you. We need to remove all the dead before we get started tonight. Can you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Is it all right to obey God? Sister Michelle, right? Come here, let me pray for you. Yes. Tonight's your night. I believe it with all my heart. Hadaboho. Glory to God. As you were sitting there, I feel like the Holy Ghost said tonight is a night of restoration. The battle's been tough. A lot of tears, a lot of prayers, but tonight it's over. God's giving you victory. In the name of Jesus. Woo, glory. Touch the Holy Ghost. Come on, just lift your hands and give God praise. Victory in the name of Jesus. Victory. Victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her tonight by the power of the... I tell you, it's real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel that in my soul tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. You don't have to leave the same way you came. Whatever you need, the same God that was here last night, He's here right now. Hallelujah. Don't get up until the Holy Ghost gets done with you. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I feel God. Lift your hands right now and let's just bless the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory! In the house of God. I tell you, if we'll just let God be God, whether we sing first, preach first, pray first, it don't matter. We need to get out of that old tradition anyway. Just let God move like He wants to. Hallelujah! My Lord, I sense the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. I feel like I might preach. You know, if I had an organ in the house, it might be one of them nights tonight. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't want to get ahead of God. Let's just praise Him tonight. I was on my way home last night and I called my dad like I normally do. And I laughed all the way home. I tell you, the glory of God was in this place. And I said, you know, somebody heard me. They probably think I'm crazy. Because I was laughing. I'd say, God, you know, I ought not to be amazed. You're just God. And then I'd get laughing and say, but I am amazed. Glory to God. I mean, I probably sounded like two or three different. I don't know. I just love the Lord and I thank God for His presence tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our assignment tonight is to expose the lies of the devil. Because he's a liar. Look at your neighbor and say, he's a liar and the father of every lie. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know. I just sense the presence of God. Try to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. Hold that and turn over to Ezekiel 28 tonight. I was messaging Sister Lori and Sister Wendy and tell them, just let the ladies know I appreciate the food. And there's no way I could come and eat before. You can tell by the way I got one gear. Matter of fact, was it your granddaughter? Your granddaughter that said, he's intense, ain't he? Oh, grandson. Say that, preacher, I like him, but he's intense, ain't he? Then Sister Wendy said they're having tacos tonight. And I said, that's what's wrong with the church. They can't have, it's supposed to be Taco Tuesday, not Wednesday. We got it all wrong in the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I come tonight, I want to talk to you about the last day's deception. You may not shout much tonight, but I promise you when you leave, you'll have a better understanding of what Satan is up to in this hour. If you think he's going to sit by and just let the church have revival, let everything be hunky-dory, friend, you're wrong. Deception and the spirit of the Antichrist is real in the church, in the world today. Glory to God. People are being seduced by hell. Believing a lie that you can live like you want to, that there's this doctrine out there that says grace is so great, it don't matter how you live, grace will get you in. But friend, grace gives you, oh hallelujah, liberty to live like you ought to, not like you want to. Glory to God. Look with me in Genesis chapter 3. Hold Ezekiel chapter 28. Now the serpent, chapter 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. How many knows God means what he says? He's never said nothing that he didn't mean. But listen to what the serpent said. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be open. And friend, their eyes got open, that's for sure. And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Turn over with me to Ezekiel chapter 28, start reading at verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, saying to him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now get this verse right here. Get this. Listen. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. He said, every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, diamond, the beryl, onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that you were created. And you are the anointed cherub that covereth and have set thee so. Thou hast, listen now, thou hast walked upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. Let's pray together tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I need your help, Holy Ghost. I pray tonight, God, that you will open our eyes. Let us see God, Satan, for what he is and for what he's doing in this last day. God, I pray tonight when we leave this place, let us have an understanding of your word tonight to know exactly what the enemy is up to, that we're not deceived or seduced by the powers of hell. And God, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it. If it's in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Turn and shake two people's hand before you're seated and tell them to listen good tonight. Hallelujah. Satan is out to stop the church. As a matter of fact, I can tell you tonight, that I never read where Jesus said, I hope, behold, I give you a church. I don't read that nowhere. But he did say, I've come to give you a kingdom. Hallelujah. And God's avenue or agency to work in the kingdom of God is the church. And Satan is out to do everything within his power to seduce, to stop the move of God, to hinder the moving of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. But I say it again like I said last night. Let God be God. Let God be church. And let every man be a liar. If we stay in the word, if we stay on our knees, we will not be deceived by the enemy of hell. If you believe that, can you give him praise tonight? Now we believe for some reason when we read Genesis chapter 3. In our stories that we've heard as a little boy, Sunday school maybe, we see the pictures in the book of Eve standing there by the tree and the devil coming as a slithering, slippery serpent. Hallelujah. But friend, I'm going to tell you, that's not what happened in the Garden of Eden. The Bible said that the serpent was more beguiling or more cunning than any other beast in the field that God had created. And when he approached Eve, he was not some ugly, slippery, slithering serpent, but he was a beautiful thing created by God. If you look in Ezekiel chapter 28, he said, and I read it to you in verse 13, he said, you were in the garden of Eden. Hallelujah. I want to present this to you tonight, that when the devil approached Eve in the garden, he wasn't some little serpent crawling on the ground. But the Bible said he had been in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, listen, he said, you walked. In other words, he had feet. Why? Because God cursed him and said, from now on, you're going to slither on your belly. I believe the devil walked and had feet. He was beautiful. He had all these stones in him. He was very pretty. And when he approached Eve, hallelujah, he deceived her by not being some ugly something, but being something beautiful. Hallelujah. And he deceived her. Can I tell you that Satan is doing the same thing today? He says, oh, it's beautiful. It's good. It's okay. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you tonight, hallelujah, don't be deceived by the enemy of your soul. Hallelujah. There's a heaven waiting. There's a hell to shown. And God does not want us to be deceived by the powers of hell. When he approached Eve, God help me tonight. Hallelujah. He was not some slithering, walking, ugly serpent. He was a beautiful creation created by God. The Bible said he had pipes inside of him. Hallelujah. He had beautiful stones. Now just think about that. When he approached Eve, hallelujah, he was beautiful beyond compare. And I'll tell you, he does the same thing today. He says it's beautiful. It'll be all right to partake of it. It'll be all right to take a little bit of it. But I'm telling you, deception is real in the world today. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to take your soul to hell. He wants to distract you. He wants to pull you down. And we cannot be distracted. We cannot be, hallelujah, distracted by the enemy of our soul. Can you see? As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul, listen, over in 2 Corinthians chapter, turn with me there, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look with me in verse, hallelujah, chapter 3 and 4. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Mm-hmm. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, hallelujah, or another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted. You might as well, listen to what Paul said. He said you might as well bear with it, hallelujah. In other words, the apostle Paul said, hallelujah, if they come preaching another Jesus or another spirit or another gospel, he said, I'm afraid you're going to put up with it. You're going to take it in. You're going to, hallelujah, you're going to listen to it. You're going to believe it. But I've come to tell you tonight, there's only one Jesus. There's only one gospel. And there's only one spirit of the living God. Can you say amen tonight? Isn't God good tonight? Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Galatians, Paul writing to the Galatian church said this. He said, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And I want to tell you, when I look at churches today, and I've even tried to attend some, hallelujah, all I see many times is the flesh. And I see no spirit. I see no power. Hallelujah. And it was the apostle Paul said, hallelujah, you might have begun in the spirit. You may have begun right. But now you think you're made perfect by the flesh. Hey, I've come to tell you, the flesh is not going to get us to heaven. The flesh is not going to have a move of God. The flesh is not going to be anointed. I say to hell with the flesh. Hallelujah, let the spirit of God move in power and in my God. We need a move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Matter of fact, Revelation chapter 19 and verse chapter 20 says, it talks about the devil who deceived. The devil who deceived them. There is so much deception going on because, you see, we've got this gospel of adaptation, a gospel, amen, of accommodation. They call it the seeker-friendly church. I don't know what happened to my handkerchief, hallelujah, but I can't find that sucker nowhere, glory to God. Hallelujah. I may have dropped. You got one? It ain't dirty, is it? You never know. I'll wash it before I bring it back. Wait a minute, I think that is mine. It's dirty. It's dark brown. We have what we call the seeker-friendly church. And what this type of church does, they go out in the community and they poll the community. They say, why won't you come to church? Tell us what to do so you will come to our church. You don't want to hear about the blood? Then we'll take the blood out. You don't want a choir? We won't have a choir. You don't want to hear about sin? That's all right. The pastor will preach you 3 points and an outline, a poem, and you'll feel real good. And the secret church will fill up with thousands of people. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, this is not a gospel of accommodation. It's not a gospel that suits you. It's a gospel that stirs your heart. It's a gospel that says, hallelujah, there's a straight way to make it to glory. Hallelujah. And you can't be deceived in any other way. I'm telling you, this gospel will prick your heart. This gospel will change your life. This gospel will get you to heaven. Can you shout amen? Right. And Paul said, if one comes to you preaching another Jesus, help me, Lord, tonight. And I'm telling you, there's another Jesus being preached. One that says, do like you want to. Live like you want to. It's okay. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Another Jesus. But let me tell you what my Jesus said. He said, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow Him. Can you say amen? You can bring another Jesus that lets you do what you want to, act like you want to, curse like you want to, live like you want to. But the Jesus that I serve died on an old rugged cross and said, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny. Hey, I want to ask you, when are we going to deny ourselves? When are we going to sacrifice ourselves and say, God, hallelujah, we're going to serve you. We're going to live for you. I refuse to be deceived by the enemy of hell. Hallelujah. He said, they'll come preaching another Jesus. This Jesus will be a loving Jesus. All love and all. Listen, He is a loving God. And I thank God for that. He is a God of grace. But I'm going to tell you, He's also going to be a God of judgment. Hallelujah. We're going to stand before Him one day and we're going to give an account of how we lived, of what we've done while in this body. Thank God He's a God of love. But one day He will be a God of judgment. Can you shout amen? He said, if He comes to you preaching another Jesus, if He comes to you preaching another spirit, and there's a lot of spirits in other churches, my friend, they're not holy. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm amazed. When I started preaching, I don't know how long ago, I preached my first message, I think in 1992. However how long that's been, and I've been to hundreds of churches. And over the past year or so, I've decided to attend some of them churches. And I remember back when I first started preaching, get invited to some of them churches. And man, you're talking about a move of the Spirit of the living God. The fire of God and the power was burning immensely in those churches. I went back to one not too long ago and I wondered if God was anywhere around the building. Hallelujah. They went through a few little songs dead at 4 o'clock in the morning, twice plucked up by the roots. Hallelujah. The preacher, I reckon he was a preacher, he got up, he talked for a few minutes about COVID-19. Hallelujah. Prayed a prayer and we all left. I left thinking, my God, when I leave feeling worse than when I went, something's not right. Hallelujah. Oh God, give us a move of the Spirit of God again. Don't let us be deceived into thinking that we can do it on our own. Don't let us be deceived into thinking we can make it on our own. Oh God, we need a move of the Spirit's power in our midst. Can you shout amen? Oh God, give us a move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands right now and just give Him praise. My Lord and my God. There's another Jesus being preached. There's another gospel being preached. There's another spirit being preached. But friend, I'm telling you, it's a spirit of the Antichrist. Now, what I'm about to say, I don't want you to get mad at me. But the spirit of the Antichrist is in the world today. See, the spirit of the Antichrist is about controlling you. Now, I'm not trying to debate. If you want the shot, take it. That's fine. I'm perfectly okay with that. If you don't want it, don't take it. I'm all right with that. If you want to wear a mask, it's okay. I don't have a problem with none of it. I believe we all make our own decision. Can you say amen? But I'll tell you what the enemy has done. He's used this as a precursor to controlling people of God. When our leaders get up and say, you can't sing in church, they're trying to control you. When they get up and say, we don't need none of these laying on of hands in the church, they're trying to control you. And the spirit of the Antichrist is doing everything he can to control how we act, how we go to church. Come on, somebody. If he can shut the church down, he's got us where he wants us. If he can shut our mouth, he's got us where he wants us. But I've come to tell you tonight, I will not be deceived by the spirit of Antichrist. If there's one last breath in me, I'm going to preach the truth of God's word until the day I die. Hallelujah. I refuse to be controlled by the enemy of hell. Hallelujah. I want to say, preachers, get some backbone. Hallelujah. My God, help me. They told Daniel not to pray, and he went home and prayed anyway. I've come to tell you, get a backbone about you. Let God move. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the enemy is out to deceive us. If he can shut our mouths, if he can silence us, oh God, help us. And I'm telling you, the spirit of Antichrist is right here among us. It's in Villarica, Georgia. It's in Washington, D.C. And it's all about controlling you, telling you what to do, telling you when to do it, telling you how to do it. Hallelujah. And if we're not careful, we'll be like robots doing what they say. I'm telling you, listen to the spirit of God. Don't be deceived by the enemy. Don't put up with the spirit of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this gospel like I'm being thrown all out of hell preaching tonight. But I'm going to preach this gospel anyway, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. This gospel will change your life. I said this gospel will change your life. I refuse to preach some watered down, candy-coated, sugar-coated gospel. Hallelujah. I want to preach a gospel that'll make you run to the altar or to the door. Hallelujah. I want to preach about a Savior. I want to preach about a Jesus. Not the Jesus that just floats on the air and says everything gonna be all right. I want to preach about a Savior that died on an old rugged cross, that gave his life for me. I want to preach about the blood he shed to save my soul from hell. Hallelujah. Oh God, help me. I want to preach about a Jesus that ascended into heaven, and one day soon when the trumpet sounds, is going to come back to glory. Hey, I'm telling you, I will not be deceived. I'm going to preach Jesus till the day I die. Hallelujah. And Paul said, when they come preaching another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, he said, I'm afraid you're going to put up with it. And I'm going to tell you, we're putting up with it. It's all right. I'll be 52 Sunday. And I'm old enough that what you think of me don't matter. I don't get mad no more about that stuff. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, you ain't nowhere near 52. I know that's what you're thinking. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of this stuff that I hear and see called preaching needs to be sent back to hell where it belongs. God help me. I don't want to sit under no pastor that's going to coddle me and pamper me, so when I leave, I just feel real good about myself, but there ain't nothing changed on the inside of my soul. My God, I want a pastor. I want a preacher that's going to preach the truth, whether I like it or not, whether it hurts or not. If I have to go get a cast, put on my toes, so be it. I want to hear the truth of God's word. Hallelujah.
And love this stuff that I hear preached. I mean, every once in a while, I'll sit down. And, you know, I told you, I don't have cable. I don't have satellite. Let me tell you something. I don't want to listen to none of that negative junk. I know people that sit and watch the news 24/7. And every time you talk to them, it's... You know what I feel like I need to say? Some of you need to get away from negative people. You let negative people pull you down. You let negative people bring you down. Find you somebody that's got faith. Find you somebody that says, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to believe with you. I'm going to be here for you until we see the hand of God move. Find somebody that's got faith. Get away from negative people. See, when I said that, immediately every one of you, somebody come to your mind, didn't it? That every time you can be having the best day, and they'll call, you'll call them, and in 5 minutes you won't commit suicide. It's the truth of God's Word. It's the truth of God's Word. But let me take it a little further. When Satan deceived Eve in the garden, their eyes were opened. And the Bible says God came down like He always did. Can you imagine walking in the cool of the day with God Himself? Woo! I mean, I enjoy praying and I enjoy hearing the Spirit of God, but can you imagine walking hand in hand with God Almighty in the cool of the day? Think about it. So God came down and He's walking like He always does. He says, Adam, where are you? He will go right here. Hey, Adam, Eve, where are you at? And the Bible said they hid themselves. Why? Because they've been deceived. Hey, Adam, where are you at? Oh, God, help me. You know what I hear the voice of the Holy Ghost saying to the church? Hey, church! Where are you at? My God, I want to move. I want to touch. I want to heal. I want to bring you life. But where are you at? I don't see you. And I want to tell you, we've went and hid because we can't handle the truth. Oh God, help us when He asks us, where are we at? Maybe you're sitting here tonight and God's called you by name and said, hey, where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at? It's the same junk that happened in the book of Genesis that's happening today. He's asking us, my God, church, where are you at? Where is my church in the midst of deception? Where are my preachers of the gospel in the midst of deception? When the spirit of the Antichrist is running rampant, where are you at? Hallelujah. I don't know about you. My God, but when He calls me, I want to say, right here I am, Lord. I'm right here on my knees in prayer. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to go far to find me. You don't have to holler, hallelujah, but one time. I'm right here, God. I refuse to be deceived by the enemy of hell. Hallelujah. But thank God. Deception. People are being deceived. Sexual immorality. You know, there's a lot of things we don't like to address because we think if we'll just be quiet about it, it'll go away. But I found out when the church is quiet about something, it gets bigger. When there's no confrontation about sin and deception, But friend, I'm going to tell you, sexual immorality. People, I've never seen the day. Now, I shouldn't even said nothing, because I can't go into my whole story. I was married with the same one 32 years. See me after church, I'll tell you the story. But I've never seen a day when people can live together, have sex out of marriage, and go to church and sit on the pew, lift their hands, and bless the Lord, they think, and everything's all right. It's amazing to me that people will... Okay, here we go. We'll get on Facebook a little bit. People go on Facebook and quote scripture, put a devotion every day, and you think, man, they must really love God. You know, they must really love. And the next week, they're sending pictures back from them and their boyfriend that went to Florida, stayed in the set. Come on now, somebody. Oh, I'm having a good time with my hunk of a man. You know why you laugh? Because we think it's funny, but it's not funny. People are dying. They're being deceived and they're going to hell every day because we won't open our mouth and tell the truth. God, help me. Somebody help me. Hallelujah. I'm not an old man. I'm not a young man. But I was raised under preaching, hallelujah, that said you got to get right. You got to live right. You got to stay right if you're going to make it to heaven. I'm telling you, Satan wants to send your soul to hell. And if he can, he'll do it. But you got to live right to make it, hallelujah. Don't be deceived by the lies of hell. Oh, God, help me. And when this beautiful creature that God said had been in the Garden of Eden, that obviously walked on feet and legs because God cursed him to go on his belly, had all these beautiful stones. God, help me. Oh, I can't go there. Because if I go there, some of you won't never want me to come back here. Maybe the pastor may not. I don't know. I told somebody this weekend, they might be watching. If they are, they'll know who they are. But they'll know I disagree with it. Should I go there? I don't. I'm really scared. Though I ain't never been scared, and I ain't going to get now. But they'll be in church lifting their hands up one night, and at the Jason Aldean concert the next night, shaking their booty. Listen to him sing, "Oh, sexy mama, drank a beer with me, you be, oh yeah." Honey, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't. There, people say, hallelujah, I've straddled the fence. Honey, there ain't never been no fence to straddle. You're either on God's side or you're serving the devil. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. You can't sit in the house of God and try to bless the Lord. God says, you can bow to that mess and go out the next night and shake your booty to good old country music. Now, preacher, I don't know if that's all that bad. Well, just go ahead and keep thinking of that. I like the music, not the words. You're right. Somebody help me. I know I'm running rabbit trails tonight, but it'll be all right. Friend, let me tell you. While we're on the same subject, just let me preach right there a while. Don't be deceived because your favorite country singer or favorite rock singer teams up with a gospel artist and gets on television and sings about the goodness of God, don't make them a Christian artist. Oh, there's my favorite country singer. Oh, he sing with Toby Mac. He must be all right. That's a lie from hell. I'm not condemning Toby Mac or nobody else. I'm just telling you, deception is out there. It's real. And if you're not prayed up and full of the Holy Ghost, you'll be deceived by the devil of hell. I made up my mind. God knows I'm not perfect. Matter of fact, this morning I got up repenting and praying that the blood would cover my. I'm not perfect by no means, but I made up my mind not too long ago. I'm not going to put in anything that does not lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to put anything here. I'm not going to put anything in my heart that does not glorify God. We don't have time for it. We don't have time to backslide. We don't have time to turn around. This thing is just about over. And people are being deceived by another Jesus and another gospel and another spirit. God help me. I don't like to be hard. I feel like David Wilkerson said, well, sometimes I pray, God, give me something good to preach. Don't let me be so hard. But I'm going to tell you what, there's people in hell tonight that said, I wish I'd heard some of that hard preaching. I get you think I'm kidding? There's people in hell tonight saying, God, give me one more chance. I'll listen if you'll just let me listen. If you'll let me hear the gospel, let me hear the old time preacher man one more time. Let me tell you, I've been to school. I went to Lee University. But I'm telling you, we've educated ourselves out of the presence of God. Hallelujah. I'd rather hear an old hillbilly that quit in third grade and can't wear shoes preach under the anointing than to hear a man that's got 17 degrees. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we went across the track. We need to get back to a move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. God, help me tonight. People are being deceived. And Paul said, I'm worried that when this other Jesus and other gospel, listen, song leaders, sing about the blood. Sing about the return of Jesus Christ. Sunday school teacher, teach about the blood. Teach the kids about the blood. I'm all right with children's church. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Our children need to be here experiencing the move of God also. Don't push them off in a room somewhere and think everything's going to be all right. They need to experience the power of God. They need to hear the pastor preach intensely. Hallelujah. And we can see it while this other Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, teacher, teach the kid, teach them about the blood. Teach them about the old rugged cross. Teach them about the Word of God. Teach them about the return of Jesus Christ. Teach them, raise them right. Because we're being deceived. People are being deceived by the growth. And you know, I read a scripture the other night that we don't preach much on anymore. When Jesus said this, enter in at the straight gate. I'm afraid we're going to find all of our loose living and loose preaching and loose lives. I'm afraid we're going to be deceived to find out it's not going to be enough to get us there. Because I promise you this, if your faith is not strong enough to get you to church, your faith is not going to be strong enough to get you to heaven. Enter in at the straight gate. Because broad is the way that leads to destruction. And we think it's fun. But I find that people have no idea really about God. I talk to guys at work many times, and man, they just cuss like a sailor. And I've never tried to push Jesus on them. And they respect me for that. Because one of them said one time, if I'm going to get religion, I'm going to get it like Jeff, at least he don't try to throw it on you. But you give me a chance now. We was in the office the other day. I was some come up and I said, well, you got to be saved by the... And this guy that cusses, I mean every other word, I ain't even going to try. You know what I'm talking about. He said, I'm saved. I got saved 20 years ago. And I looked at him with all the love that I could. And I said, listen, blessing and cursing can't come out of the same mouth. What's in here is going to come out. And I had two other guys not too long ago. We were talking. One of them said to the other one, told him to go to hell. You know, like they do. And the other one responded and said, I'll drive the water cooler truck and you drive the ice truck in hell. I looked at him as stern as I could and said, fellas, you don't have no idea what you're talking about. Stand with me tonight in the house of God. It was Leonard Ravenhill, I think, that said this, the church is poverty stricken. We're stricken mostly in the place of prayer. We have many organizers, but few agonizers. We have many players, but few prayers. We have a lot of singers, but few clingers. We have a lot of pastors, but few wrestlers. We have many fears, but very few tears. We have a lot of great fashion, but just a little bit of passion. And he said, we've got a lot of interferers, but few intercessors. You probably heard this, but I thought it'd be good to read tonight. It's called The Fellowship of the Unashamed. You heard that? I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed, my present makes sense, and my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living and sight walking, with small planning and smooth knees, colorless dreams and tamed visions, mundane talking, cheap giving and dwarfed goals. My pace is set. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions few, but my God is reliable and my mission is clear. I won't give up. I won't back up. I won't let up. I won't shut up until I preached up and prayed up and paid up and stored up and stayed up for the cause of Christ. I must go until He returns. I must give until I drop. I must preach until everybody knows He's coming soon. And when He comes to get me, He'll be no problem. Recognize me. My colors will be clear. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of Almighty God to save. If that's your testimony, lift your hands tonight and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Can you come play something on the piano tonight? God help my soul. God is good, folks. But in this last night of this revival, I want to ask you, is there anybody in this house? Is there any question in your life tonight if we leave these doors and you were to die in a car accident on the way home? None of us are promised tomorrow. I was strong as an ox almost 3 months ago now. Lifting chainsaws, driving big equipment, doing everything I do for my job. And in a few hours' time, my life changed. The next day, I couldn't even comb my hair, tie my shoes. We're not promised tomorrow. I've preached that all my ministry. But I the realization hit me how quick things can change in your life. And it's sad to say, but it's true. We all go to bed tonight not thinking that we may not wake up in the morning. We go home, we think we're getting up, going to work, doing things we always do. Since then, they checked my heart, all the vessels around my heart, all the vessels in my neck, my head, everything. I have no blockages nowhere in my body. Except for one little small vessel that closed up for about 2 hours on that Friday morning. But by the grace of God, it opened back up. And if it would have stayed shut, I could be in a wheelchair tonight. Somebody pushing me around, feeding me. And I thought many times, my God, I thank God that I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I know my sins are under the blood. Because if that would have happened and I would have died that day, I would have went out into eternity to meet God. Because it's appointed and the man wants to die, then the judgment. And ever since that stroke, I'll be riding down the road in Atlanta, all over Metro Atlanta, and I'll see people, you see them, they want money. They're sitting there, they look like they're in so much despair. They commit suicide. They find them dead on the side of the road every day. I should be sitting in a restaurant and see people walk in and just start thinking, I wonder if they're right with God. I wonder if they know God. And I think sometimes and I get overwhelmed by it and I say, God, how in the world can we reach these people? You know what he said? He said, it's not your job to reach everybody. It's your job to reach your neighbor and the person you work with and the person you sit beside every day. See, it's not your job to reach the world. We can have a burden because Jesus said, the harvest is plenty. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers. And my God, I've been praying that. Every time I get on my face before God, I pray, Lord, send laborers. God, call preachers. God, call teachers. God, call people going to harvest because this thing is almost over. And I look and I see. I said it last night. So many times the people go in churches and leave the same way they came because there's nothing there to change them. We have nothing to offer them. I want every person in this house tonight, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ, don't be deceived. Don't wake up in hell saying, I wish I would have went to the altar. I wish that I would have called upon God. Now's your chance. And I'm not trying to scare you. But you know, when I got saved, people say, you don't need to scare people in the altar. I went to the altar and prayed because I had the fear of God. I was going to hell. I want everybody in this place to come find you a place around this altar tonight. And I want us to ask God to give us a burden for the lost. I want us to ask God to open our eyes to not be deceived. That we carry the truth of the gospel. Come on, everybody that will. That we carry the truth of the gospel into a world that needs Jesus Christ. Find you a place to pray tonight. Would you do that? If you're here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, maybe you're backslid in your heart. Maybe tonight there's sin at the door. All you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me and wash me and cleanse me. And He'll do it tonight. Come on, would you pray tonight?
Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust.
Make sure everything's right with God tonight before you leave this house. God help us tonight. Father, tonight I pray for every person in this house. I thank you, God, for how you have moved and touched us in this revival. I believe the effects of what you have done will be lasting, God. And God, I'm believing you for the power of your divine hand to touch First Pentecostal tonight. I believe you, God, to touch this church. Pour out your spirit upon this pastor and his family. God, put a spirit of prayer upon every member, every attender of this church. And I pray, God, that you will move by your power. I'll praise you tonight. I'll thank you for it. I give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. One more time, sing it with us tonight.
Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Sometimes a troubled sea.
Sometimes a troubled sea.
Sometimes it takes a desert.
Sometimes a desert.
To get a hold.
Yes, it's so much stronger
than whatever troubles me.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe.
Listen to me tonight. Before I give it back to Pastor Eddie, I want to tell him this church that I appreciate the opportunity to come these few nights. When he called me that day and asked me, my heart rejoiced because I do love this church. I go to a lot of different places. Matter of fact, I was on the way to church Monday night. I don't think I mentioned this. That's why I wore this kind of Western looking shirt tonight. A cowboy church called me to come preach Sunday morning. You know, if you don't know what that is, everybody wears Western clothes, sawdust floor. And I said, well, I better check this shirt out and make sure it preaches all right, you know. Well, I'm looking forward to going to preach for them Sunday morning. But I appreciate this pastor. I've never been to a service or watched one online that he has not preached the truth, and I want to thank him for that. Amen. Amen. The Bible says to give honor where honor is due. And I thank you ladies for giving me a little food to carry home tonight. God bless y'all. I really do appreciate it. I can leave tonight saying this, and this is what I like to do. God is teaching me something. I'm in a process myself that God is teaching me some things. In the past few months, most of all, God is teaching me that I have to fully surrender and rely on Him. I can't do nothing in myself or flesh. Because you know, when I had the stroke on Friday, the next Friday night I started a revival at Life Church. And I'll be honest with you, that Friday I got tears in my eyes. I'm like, God, why in the world? Why? I can't even tie my shoes. I waited for my uncle to get there that Friday night to help me put my belt on. But I heard the voice of God. He said, just remember, when you're your weakest, I'm at my strongest.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. And when I walk out that door tonight, I promise you, I've given you everything I've got. Because I don't want to leave thinking I left something on the table. But I'm telling you, you got to rely on God. Put your trust in God. The days are evil. Deception is rampant. And you may not see God working sometimes like Monday night. But you got to trust Him. Because He's God, like I preached last night. And if you'll trust Him and believe Him, you won't be deceived. I love you tonight. I appreciate you coming to allow me. I'm so honored and humbled to preach the gospel. God bless you tonight.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. God bless you. We love you. You have been a blessing, man. You know, a little bit of mixed feelings. We're so glad that the revival's been such a great success. On the other hand, we're a little sad that it's coming to an end tonight, but that doesn't mean revival's ending. That just means that this particular time of revival. Before we leave tonight, first give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. Now let's give some love to Brother Jeff. Amen. Thank you, brother. Glory to God. As we prepare to leave, all three of these messages, just couldn't wait to get to the next. They've all been great. And I'm glad that they're online. I'm glad that people's hearing and witnessing those messages. But maybe as a pastor, I thoroughly enjoyed this message even better than the two preceding messages. And they were dynamite. They were great. This message hits home. This message was anointed tonight. It does hit home. I want us to make a commitment tonight. You know, my dad taught me, when you make a commitment, you stick to it. So when you make this commitment, if you make this commitment tonight, I want you to stick to it. If you're not going to stick to it, don't make this commitment. It's better to never make a vow unto God than to make one and break it. But if you would make this commitment, by the grace of God, I will not be deceived. Can we say that tonight? By the grace of God, I will not be deceived. Because we know who the deceiver is, don't we? God bless you. We love you. As we prepare to dismiss, hope that you'll just fellowship one with another. Pray one for another. Keep those folks that are sick, keep them on your prayer list. May God bless you. We love you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your anointing, for the presence of the Holy Ghost that's in this place tonight. God, for every song that was sung. God, for the word that was brought to us tonight. God, help us, Lord, to depend on you. God, we know that we're living in a time of deception. Father, I pray, God, that we'll be committed, God, to live by your word. God, and trust you not to be deceived. Bless each and every one that's here tonight, God. Reach out and touch those, Lord, that are on the live stream tonight. Many are hurting, many are sick and afflicted. Father, I pray that you would reach out to them right now. Now go with us, Lord, and keep us safe from all harm and danger. Until we meet again, we give you praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Fellowship one with another.